Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
At Mueller, we believe in value. Our Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant and come backed by a 30-year limited paint warranty. The true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. We understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. And Mueller will provide assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in our company, which gives you more value. We're here to serve the people of Oklahoma. Call 877-2-MUELLER or visit us online at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Cattle futures were strong today. We were up $1.75 in the April feeders to $155.90. That's about $1.70 off the high, so they were extremely strong for a brief moment this morning in the April. Maize were up stronger, up $3 here at $152.80. And that was about also about 50, 60 cents off of their high. August up 252 at $153.90. Since yesterday morning, the market has rallied about $7 off of the lows, and that's a really good, strong turnaround. Hopefully that'll bring some buyers back to the table and give the market some confidence and, again, bring the buyers back into the marketplace. Live cattle were up $2.07 in April, $134.50. June's were up $1.90 at $124.12. Midday box beef, we were down $1.37 on choice to $215.04. Select down 21 to $207.21. There has been some cash trade. Yesterday, actually, at 133 to 33.50 in Kansas and some 33 and 34 in Texas, which is considering how much the futures market has sold off. That's quite welcome news that the cash didn't go down much more either. Index, one feeder cattle index, 158.62, still at a premium to the front month feeder cattle futures, which expires here in about 3 weeks.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Like the cattle, the grain were also higher today. Corn was the weakest contract, only up at about a half cent. December 16 was 374.5, 3 cents off the low. Soybeans were the strongest, up 11 to 12 cents. November new crop were up 11 even at 930.5. That closed right on the high. And then wheats, Chicago wheat up 2 to 3, Kansas City up about 5 to 6. July 16, this coming July's crop, up 5 and a quarter at 470 and 3 quarters, about 29 cents off of the high from a few weeks ago. And now this coming Tuesday, we've got the monthly ending stocks and supply and demand monthly report. That'll be Tuesday at 11 a.m. Early average estimates for corn are 1.847 billion bushels. That's an increase over the March number. Beans, 458 million. That's also an increase over the March number of 460. And wheat's also increased to 978 million bushels, up from 966. If we have a perfect growing season, the idea is that we could produce pretty big crops and put the prices pretty low. The lowest estimates at this point I've seen is corn 280, beans 760, and then wheat down to $4. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.